the person. I have an APB out through this radio station. Our telephone number is 855-200-1776. I'm sure there's someone within the sound of our voice that has been impacted by the government shutdown. That somehow today, when the sun comes up, as it has, across the northern plains, despite a little rain shower activity and cloud cover masking it, the sun has come up. But I'm sure someone somewhere is negatively impacted by the government shutdown.
Well, there's thousands of government workers.
Slow down. And obviously, if you're an employee of the federal government, you would be in that category. But I think the vast majority of people are unaffected.
They are.
And, in other words, their life is going on. So isn't that reason to put your battle armor on there a little bit and say, let's fix this?
Well, stand for principle and contend for negotiation.
So the government is shut down. The vast majority of people are unaffected. And by the way, if you're one of those affected, let us know. Obviously, if you are a Guard member, one of the 430 that are receiving some federal funds to fulfill your local position, you're impacted. I don't want to minimize individuals who've been, but my point is, I'm more interested in hearing from folks who are not employees of the government, but that have been negatively impacted on what's shut down. And there's not many.
I see your point.
And so I ask those people, would you rather that this get solved? This get done? And while there are obviously a minority of folks that are affected overall, I'm not trying to minimize the impact on them because it can't be fun to have this food fight going on. I think it's better for the long-term fiscal health of the country to get through this.
And another thing is every time we've had something like this in the past, Congress has passed retroactive pay for the people that were furloughed and lost their job.
Yeah. How much money do you think it took to put those barricades up?
About $13.
I don't know what it cost, but how dumb. Why do you barricade an open-air memorial?
Right.
There's no doors on it.
No.
And what does it cost if somebody goes stand in front of North Dakota, the North Dakota, the Minnesota, the South Dakota?
It is the petulance of a narcissistic president in action. Do you know that Carson, after he spoke at the prayer breakfast, was visited by the IRS? This is, you know,
Dr. Ben Carson?
Yeah. That was really absurd. I'm so proud of Michelle and the other guys that shepherded the honor flight to their... I love the one headline. The World War II vet storm their memorial.
Yeah, so like Omaha Beach all
yeah,
over again,
right? Yeah,
which
is cool, man.
I mean, I love it.
Those, what do they got to lose? One last charge into the breach.
Come on.
How sad. But I'm proud of the park people that said, come on.
Yeah, you know? One was a vet, said, you know, no big deal. But, again, what do you think the cost of the government to put the barricades up? Or, I mean, if you're trying to conserve cash.
It costs more than not doing it, certainly. Let's say they hired 20 people to put the barricades up. Oh, it's just goofy.
One emailer says, the government is shut down? Gee, I was unaware of that. Maybe now I can go into the federal building without being searched and having to leave my money clip and pocket knife at the metal detector. I have no sympathy for the furloughed federal employees because they will eventually get paid for doing nothing. I know damn well I don't get paid during Thanksgiving or Christmas vacation when the schools are shut down. Must be a teacher. Thank you for the comment.
It could be a janitor.
855-200-1776. Do you want this battle to continue? Given the fact there is minimal impact on folks, that is the question. By the way, what do you make of this World War II memorial barricade? Isn't that the silliest thing you ever have seen? And some folks are trying to make a big deal out of members of Congress helping the vets in there. That was a good Samaritan move, if you ask me.
I'm so proud of Michelle. She's got more backbone than 92% of the socialists. I can't call them Democrats anymore, Scott.
You can't?
No, they're not Democrats. Democrats believe in equal, one man, one vote kind of a thought. Not just if you're in a union or if you happen to be a Democrat or, There's no, there, this is a socialist takeover of our government. It's hostile.
This is What's on Your Mind, so we want to know. Tell us what you think at 855-200-1776. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday, second day of October 2013. I'm Scott Helen. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark and I meander the headlines and give our opinions and welcome yours, as well as check some news, sports, and weather. During this part of the program, Forum of Fargo-Moorhead, Mike Nowitzki has a front-page story today. Top of the fold, big story, Sioux name still flies. UND Flight School continues its use, continues to use the call sign for its aircraft fleet. I assume the idea of this sign, or this story rather, is to sort of stir up the whole Finding Sioux Name thing and say, you know, should the aviation pilots, students, be using the Sioux call name? I think that's rather silly.
Don't you think we should have freedom of speech in America?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Now, I guess because they are no longer officially the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, this would be a school decision on whether or not to retain this name or not, right?
Well, I look everywhere. How many times a day do you see Sioux emblems and Sioux
many,
logos?
Many.
And, you see, whoever told us we couldn't have it? Most of the Native Americans wanted it. How did this? I'm sorry. I don't want to stir it up again.
That's a different debate than this, though. I think what's happened is the school officially is obviously not using the name anymore.
Right.
This is an example of where they're using it. And my point is big deal.
Yeah,
that's what I think, and I'd welcome what others think as well. And evidently, Bruce Smith, who's the dean of the Aerospace School, who was part of the committee that helped decide what do we retire, what don't we retire, what's history and tradition, and you know, sort of says this one because it'd been used for so many years, it was a national and internationally known sign. They just continued to use it.
I think that's smart. And then they should get a biplane and put Sioux on that.
He talks about in here about how they, here's his quote, we've tried to retire it a couple of times. In all cases, the FAA has asked us not to change it, and the reason is for safety. Then the forum reporter went to the Federal Aviation Administration, and they said if UND ever wants to change the call sign, they just need to talk to us and get it approved, but there's been no request for change that we know of.
What?
So, you know, I guess that's sort of suggesting, hey, now, he later clarifies that it was, he said, Smith said it was probably around the time that UND proposed dropping the Sioux call sign, though he couldn't recall who from the FAA was involved in the discussion. Said the same issue arose again a few years ago when he was co-chair honoring history and traditions task group, a committee helped to form, formed to help with UND's transition away from the Finding Sioux nickname, as mandated by the State Board of Higher Education. The committee unanimously recommended ending a number of uses of the nickname and logo, including unofficial clothing, merchandise, graduation diplomas. A majority of committee members also favored ending certain other uses, including the Sioux Award, the UND Alumni Association's highest honor. The latter results were passed on as information not to UND President Robert Kelly. The Sioux call sign fell into the latter category, but like the Sioux Award, it continues to be used.
Big deal. Are they still selling Sioux stuff some places? I see them in truck stops.
Yeah, I think the official rule was if it was made before a certain date, you can sell it as long as it exists.
What about people that make subtle little changes? You know, this is not going away. People like me. People that feel like they want to have the exercise freedom. If I want to call my child Sue, I can. You know, a boy named Sue or anything. This whole thing is just wrong.
It is, and I do applaud the fact they have not changed.
I do too.
Right? I mean, they're not using Fighting Sioux any longer, but they're not a different name. And I think that's in hopes.
Why don't they change their name to Jesus? So that would just, people would go completely nuts.
Yeah.
The Fighting Jesus Christ.
That would not be good.
No, they'd completely go nuts.
Not be good at all.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, I think this is a controversy in search of a, I don't know what.
Of a huffiness.
A nothing in search of a controversy or something.
A nothing in search of a huffing.
I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say here, but I don't...
I know what you mean.
I don't think it's any big deal.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just...
It does raise my blood pressure, though.
Couple of the questions that we have on our page we'll tackle here in a moment, give you some answers. By the way, I played Monopoly with Haley last night.
Who won?
Haley.
Oh, man.
Speaking by a few bucks, I mean, how do you officially end Monopoly?
When one person has all the money. Right. That's how it really ends.
Right, but you could play for days if you did that.
You
weeks.
Could.
Yeah.
You could.
So we decided to pick a time and end the game.
That's another way.
And whoever had more money won. And she had more money by a few hundred bucks. Maybe not even quite a few hundred. Anyway,
good for you.
Steve Bakken and I coming up next, and Mark and I'll be back at the bottom of the hour.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind preview program. I'm Scott Hennon. Steve Bakken is here. Steve and I will be taking your phone calls today, as always, on the What's on Your Mind. And I'm hoping we can find folks who have been impacted, non-federal employees. In other words, obviously a federal employee that no longer has their job has been impacted. But I'm saying anyone outside of the federal government who's been impacted in some negative way. I want to find the one person, Steve.
Well, I know a bunch of veterans that were impacted.
How?
What a great story that was. Did you get that story in Washington the World War II veterans with the freedom flights. You know, probably the only time a lot of these veterans would have had to go and see the World War II memorial. And, of course, it's a national park, so it's shut down. And it's from the barricades. Like, yeah, they were, the beaches of Guadalcanal or North Beach.
They were not affected because they were smart enough to say, you know, give me a break.
Yeah,
this memorial's...
Yeah.
This memorial's in my honor, and I'm going to get in here. I mean, that barricade was up for one reason, and that is for a photo op to have World War II vets on one side of the barricade and the memorial on the other, so that all of us could go, oh, come on, let's end this fight. Let's everybody sing Kumbaya and come on, stop this fight there. Come on, you know, give me a break.
And the Greatest Generation was not deterred.
We have a question up on our Facebook page about it. Asking whether or not this was a good deed for vets or civil disobedience, because actually members of Congress went up there and aided in the effort to make sure that they got in some cases distracting some of the park police, so the vets could go around the barricades.
My question is, if the park police are funded by the federal government because they're park rangers, why were they there?
Yeah, I don't know how many of them. I don't know how many stay on board, but I mean, that's a good question. Who was in charge and paid for putting up the barricades? Probably cost more. I mean, why go to the expense of putting up barricades around an open air memorial? I mean, there's no doors on the World War II memorial. There's not a, there's not an open and closed sign. It's a part of a park. Crazy. Absolute crazy. Here's some of your answers on whether or not these members of Congress helping them in was a good deed or civil disobedience. Susan says both. Robert says, yes, they deserve to see the memorial. Can't help that the gov is a bunch of loons. Kathleen says, good. Glad it happened. Catherine says the whole mall is closed. They have barricades at the Lincoln Memorial, which I honestly have to say is one of the most sad things I've seen. One does not barricade American history. Congress has voted against a bill that would have reopened the national parks, D.C., and would have partially funded vet services. What the heck is wrong with these politicians? We'll talk to Kevin Cramer about that, because that's one of the things the House has done, is to say, okay, let's go through and just, you know, piecemeal put all these things back together. And, of course, the Democrats are voting against it because they want the barricades. They want the outrage.
You know, the hard part is, it's like, first of all, there's no winners in this, but once again, the government trying to pick winners and losers in a situation where it's not warranted. And you're looking at the federal government from the Democratic side trying to pick fights on, from a PR standpoint. You've got the Republicans trying to stand up for what they feel is wrong, and I don't know. I don't think we should be shutting down the government at this point. I really don't. I'm kind of in Congressman Cramer's camp. We can have him explain that a little bit. I've come over to that side a little bit. I don't want to see a shutdown for the case of Obamacare, and I think the bigger fight's going to wind up being the debt ceiling, because that's getting pushed back as well. I think that's a bigger concern, or at least it should be a bigger concern to the American people. As far as I'm concerned, Obamacare is already a law. You know what? You want it? Let's go. Let's have it. But it needs to be a level playing field. And then the midterm elections are a year away. You figure it out. American people, figure it out.
By the way, the Park Service is explaining their reason for closing the parks. They said Park Service did not want to barricade these, but unfortunately we have been directed, because of the lack of appropriations, to close all facilities and grounds, said National Mall and Memorial Park spokeswoman Carol Johnson. I know that this is an open-air memorial, but we have people on staff who are CPR trained and who want to make sure that we have maintenance crews to take care of any problems. What we're trying to do is protect this resource for future generations. It's World War II veterans, for crying out loud. Anybody meaning to do harm to any of the memorials isn't going to be stopped by a barricade anyway. And, you know, again, the fact you can't have a memorial, you have to say, okay, so you're telling me that somebody on this side of the barricade who doesn't have the benefit of a Park Service staff that's CPR trained, or on that side of the barricade. What's the difference? It's, you know, that's gobbledygook, if you ask me.
It's hokum. That's the word of the day, hokum.
I'm not familiar with that word.
You got to watch Big Bang Theory. It's hokum. It's kind of phooey. It's made up. It's trivial. It's nonsensical.
We did ask the question whether it's time for Democrats to compromise to get government operating again. Senator John Hoeven issued a statement yesterday saying that very thing, saying, hey, Democrats are rejecting offers from the House to meet in conference to try and resolve differences over a resolution to continue funding the federal government. Fourth time in less than a week, Harry Reid refused to accept a reasonable compromise that would keep government running and spare Americans from the initial impact of the Obamacare health reform law. Republicans have already offered a number of compromises, notably modifying our call to defund Obamacare, to delaying the program for 1 year, an action that the American people support. The president's already delayed the employer mandate. Only fair and reasonable that he and Democrats accord the same consideration to ordinary Americans by delaying the individual mandate.
I will throw this out. Does anybody notice that the House worked into the night last night and the Senate went home again?
That's what they're doing.
Now, who's working for the American people? Who's trying to get something done?
And your answers on this are interesting. One listener says, give me a huge break. The 18 times previous to that, when the Democrats offered to talk and were turned down, where was Hoeven's press release then? Obamacare is a law that was enacted constitutionally and implemented after rigorous legal scrutiny and upheld by the Supreme Court. What is there to compromise about? Move on, people. Don't hold the whole country hostage over sour grapes on an election. Well, what is there to compromise about? It seems to me that if as John Hoeven said, well, the president delays the employer mandate, isn't it fair to delay the individual mandate? Again, level the playing field. Lots of answers on those, and also you can weigh in on whether the Vikes ought to sack Christian Ponder in favor of Matt Cassel at quarterback. Lots of you weighing in on that, too. Steve and I will take your calls on these and other topics. Congressman Kevin Cramer for a full hour on the very latest on the Showdown 2 coming up on our Talk Radio Town Hall today. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Is the What's On Your Mind preview. Mark Scoggarello is back. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club after Rush Limbaugh on these radio stations. So it's What's On Your Mind till 11. Rush Limbaugh, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5. And then on KTGO, it's Jason Lewis. And on AM 1100 The Flag, it's the great one, Mark Levin, right here on the radio. And then Steve Dason, both, who's great as well. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I think I'm doing well.
Okay, a couple of questions on our Facebook page we need to get to. Should the Minnesota Vikings sack Christian Ponder for Matt Cassel at quarterback? What do you think?
Absolutely. Cassel played great. No turnovers.
Nate says yes. Kevin says they should have done it the day Cassel was signed. Barry says without question. Darren says yes. Last year they blamed the poor performance on a lack of quality receivers. Well, he looked the same this year after an upgrade. Cassel was able to get the ball to Jennings twice for touchdowns, plus Ponder is turnover prone.
Mm-hmm.
John says, I think the strategy is to keep Ponder out for three games, and if Castle's proving to be the difference maker, then they'll make Cassel the starter using the excuse we can't upset the apple cart. That may be why Frazier is sort of tap dancing on this one. Really, what reason is there to say Cassel's the starter when Ponder's hurt anyway? Right?
Right. That makes it easy.
Williams says, a one-time win doesn't prove anything. Yes, put him back in next game. That'll prove his ability to work with the team. So he was a little. Mark's wondering if this is a rhetorical question.
Well, I think it's a slam dunk. One guy loses three games, has a ton of turnovers, and the other guy wins and has no turnovers.
Matthew says if you actually watch the game, that's not even a good question. Castle's the man.
That's right.
Mark, yes. Larry, obviously. Tara, yes. I never once liked Ponder's QB. Patrice, yes, indeed. Jim, why not? John, I thought Ponder was good during the first month of last season. I've forgotten. Matt, sports are a science of momentum. Winners ride momentum to championships. Play Cassel.
That's smart and true.
Dwayne says Cassel had two dropped interceptions and a fumble that bounced into Simpson's chest. You guys have watched football before, right?
He did get the luck of the Irish. He did have that.
Matt says Ponder's had 34 interceptions to 18 TDs, average of 108 yards passing per game, and a quarterback rating of 34 in two full years. Yes, I watch football. The Ponder plan didn't work.
Maybe we can get Tebow.
Anyway, a lot of good comments there today. Check that out. It will be Matt Cassel this weekend. We know that much, right?
Yeah.
Don't we?
Well, they're still fuzzing, and we got an off week. Remember, we got a bye week. So the Vikes don't play this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So we don't necessarily know yet. Our buddy Michelle Bachman's on TV. Should we pick this up?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Let me ask you this, Congresswoman. I mean, it appears that Democrats, are happy to let this happen, right? Because they're saying it's all your fault, Republicans. Yeah. This standoff is your doing, so now you're going to put up with the consequences because these bills have been brought forward.
Fox News Channel interview of Michelle Bachman about the World War II Memorial assist yesterday.
One after the
beautiful.
Other. So, I mean,
give her a freedom award.
Enjoying this to some extent.
Well, that's what was so ridiculous. Here we were on the ground and we saw how this would impact people who are 95 years old wanting to see their memorial yesterday. So we introduced the bill yesterday to open these memorials up. The Democrats voted it down, and so now we're putting that same bill on the floor today so that it can pass only with Republican votes. We just need a simple majority. We're actually trying to solve problems right now. This isn't political. We're trying to solve these problems so that the World War II veterans who, I'm not kidding, for a lot of these guys, this was a trip of a lifetime. And they deserve this. This is 70 years ago when they served us in World War II. They deserve being able to get into this memorial.
Let me ask you this.
We need to open
it up. Is it just politics to shut these places off? I mean, these are open parks. You can walk through them. It's like closing Central Park and putting a gate in front of it. I mean, is this just a political, you know, game, really, to say, oh, well, if you're not going to let us, you know, move forward with this, then we're just going to shut down all these places and it's going to look bad publicly for you?
Well, of course, and that's why we're planning to be there every single day to help them to make sure that they can get in. Now, the fountains are turned off. They won't see the fountains. Lighting is turned off. But as you said, Martha, it's open air, and so all we want to do is be there because it's tough if you're 95 years old to open the barrier yourself. So we want to be there to give some authority to say, let these people in. Yeah. They deserve it.
Let's take a look at some of what happened on the floor yesterday. Let's roll this and get your thoughts on it.
This is a game.
Yeah.
This is a game.
Steny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland.
For not opening up.
Look at how happy he is.
Government.
Look at, he's got an upside down smile.
Any excuse for leaving some employees behind while you take care of others. There is no excuse.
This is a waste of time.
Nancy Pelosi.
It's not going
anywhere. Nancy Pelosi,
anyplace.
Our future Speaker of the House.
It is.
If abomination
gets
his way.
It's not about what they're talking about, parks, veterans, or District of Columbia. It's about the Affordable Care Act.
You know, we had numbers yesterday, Congresswoman. Congressional approval ratings are at 10%. And I think people just look at all this and they say, you got to be kidding me. I mean, let the veterans into the park. It's an open air park. But let's get this show on the road. And they really blame both sides. And, you know, the weight seems to fall more significantly on the Republican side. And there are some indications from some members of Congress that they're getting a little nervous about this. They're getting anxious. They might want to pull the plug on this. And, you know, Representative Nunes says that he thinks that people who are holding out on the Republican side, like you, he's calling them lemmings.
Well, you know, I think what we're seeing with the mainstream media is it's always the Republicans' fault. It doesn't matter what happens. But it's the Republicans that put forth four different bills to solve this, including one bill said, can we just sit down and talk? Can we sit down and do a conference committee and figure this out? There's only one position that the president has in Harry Reid, and that's their way 100%. And don't forget, Martha, President Obama on his own has changed Obamacare against the Constitution. He's changed it 19 different times. And so he thinks that we're just supposed to fund whatever it is he comes up with. It doesn't work that way. This president can't get the idea that everything has to be only his way. We have election certificates, too. And what we're trying to do is get the best possible deal for the American people. It's not about President Obama. It's about the people that we serve. And that's why we're here.
All right, Congresswoman, thank you for being here. We're going to be watching today.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann interviewed by Fox News Channel on this growing controversy over the World War II Memorial. I think this is a question the Democrats jumping the shark. They're going too far here. Put the barricades up. And then the Republicans in the House say, fine, let's pass a bill that you know, Park Service doesn't do this, and they reject it. That proves the fact they just want the photo op. They want veterans banned from the memorial.
And they want everybody to Republicans.
They want other pain. And my point is, I don't think there is any pain. In the case of the World War II vets, they found a way to get around the barricades.
Right.
I think everybody else is fine. Where's the pain? They want to force the pain. I don't think there's any pain. I could be wrong. Tell me if you're being inconvenienced in any way. Please call us at 855-200-1776 and share the pain so we can feel your pain. I want to know about your pain.
Boy, that sounds very kind of you.
I don't think it's there.
No.
Now, again, I'll add this disclaimer. Clearly, if you've lost your job as a result of this, there's some temporary pain. You probably end up getting retroactive pay because that's how it's happened in the past. But I'm talking about folks outside of actual employees that have been furloughed here. How are average Americans being impacted by this? I don't think they are. Are they?
Well, you know, there might be some people are delayed. There's some people that are, for example, I saw something about the commissaries at the Air Force bases are going to be shutting down, so people won't be able to buy groceries undiscounted. And, you know, there's things. There's delays and setbacks. And there's some things that seem like it'll get worse if this lingers and goes on.
Is it fair to call those minor inconveniences?
I would think it is.
Yeah. All right. Oh, my gosh. All right, one not-so-serious question, and then I'll ask you to just give us a little sports run through here. Generally, in the late afternoon, early evening hours, we decide what questions we're going to ask on our social media sites so that we have some indication of where folks are at. Like, for instance, the Vikings question on Christian Ponder or the compromise question. Haley, our youngest child, who's a fifth grader, and I were playing Monopoly last night. And I said, I need another question. And she said, the really big question, what's your favorite board game and why? So she was the author of the question, and we asked. Here's some answers. Risk. Simply put, it's just a fun game to play, a classic. I don't know that I've ever played Risk.
Oh, it's just great. You take, you capture the whole world. It's really cool. Dice, and yeah, picture of the world map.
So Seth's vote was Risk. Rob was Scrabble. Miranda says Monopoly when I can get someone to play with me because somehow you always feel smarter when you win, even though it's mostly a game of chance, and I love dealing with the money. Brent says Cribbage. Takes a bit of skill to learn how to play the cards correctly. Enjoyed many games with shipmates while out at sea in the Navy. Catherine says Sorry. It was fun to yell sorry at your competitors, especially if that was your older brother. Aaron says Candyland.
Oh, the chutes and all that stuff.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I remember many Candyland games. Blair says, I used to like Sorry the best. Now I prefer the farming game because it teaches you about the risks and rewards of farming. Valuable life lessons can be learned. For example, when you run out of money, fold up the farm and go to bed. Real farmers don't have it that easy. Bob says, Balderdash gives me a great chance to practice acting like I actually know something. And Pat said, Backgammon. All right, some fine suggestions there on the really big question. What's your favorite board game and why? Anything else we need to know on sports, Mark?
Well, you know, the playoffs are starting. It looks like Scherzer is going to start instead of a perennial Verlander. So he's getting a start in the Tigers' first game. And, you know, we're going to get into we're going to get some headlines. Indians and Rays try to stay hot, trying to take the sting out of the Indians. But we got baseball playoffs, and we're starting tomorrow night with the Wild. Parisi said last year wasn't good enough. They want to take a hard run for the Stanley Cup. I'm pumped up about this. I think they've, you know, the first year they put together a lot of pieces. They're going to get used to each other. We got some great, great players on that Wild team. I'm looking forward to that. Gophers look trying to redeem themselves against Michigan after their loss. And so we got Cincinnati and Pittsburgh late. We saw Lariano was looking good. It's kind of sad seeing Lariano and Morneau on the Pittsburgh team, but that's life.
That is life. All right, there's a little recap of the sports. And, again, all call APB for how you've been impacted by the government shutdown. Let us know, 855-200-1776. A member of the Public Service Commission, Brian Culp, will join us at 9:30 on the program, plus Congressman Kevin Cramer for the entire 10 o'clock hour for our usual talk radio town hall on the latest on the showdown shutdown.
You're listening all to coming up. A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Back on the What's On Your Mind preview program, Bert in Fargo wants to weigh in. Hello, Bert. You're up on the program. How you doing?
Hey, great gentlemen. How you doing? Two comments. How I've been affected by the federal government. Nada. As far as I'm concerned, reopen Alcatraz, put them on there, give them some fishing poles, and tell them you're on your own. And as far as board games go, there ain't nothing that beats Axies and Allies. And what I understand right now, the new version is like over $100, but it's risk 10 times. And
what's it called? One more time, Bert?
Axies and Allies. And
yeah, it's like a reenactment of the Second World War.
You're familiar with that one?
Yeah, my brother loves
it. Yes, sir. I'll tell you what. You gotta read the directions for like a day, and when you start understanding the complexity of the game, I remember in a little clubhouse that me and some buddies had We had some games that went on for 3 or 4 days, which usually consummated with somebody having too many beers and tipping the game over. But I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic game, and it's like over $100 now, I understand. But it's a reenactment of World War II, and it's one of those games where if you didn't finish it and you went to work, you were wondering why you didn't buy more tanks or more battleships or whatever, why you didn't do this. Yeah, fantastic game. Have a fantastic day.
You as well. Thank you for the tip. Appreciate the call. And he says nada as far as the impact on him from the shutdown. But I want to know how you're being impacted by this. Let me know. Scott in Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I've been impacted little or not at all. But I've been listening to these issues for the last 2 days, and Scott, you and I go way back. I remember you way back in the Grand Forks days. But I was just, the common sense in all this is, I can go to the gas station, fill my car for $40. I can go buy groceries for a week for $100. I can rent an oceanfront condo in Maui and get a good deal for $150. But it cost me $17,000 to tell a doctor to tell me my wrist is sprained and not broken. So that's the one issue I've heard little or nothing of in this whole healthcare debate is the cost of healthcare. And I know at least 70 to 80% of the people listening to this healthcare debate are wanting someone to talk about the costs. How do you fix it? I don't know. And I think this mess we've got is a result of that, and now we've got to fix it.
Yeah, and I think, how we finance, here's my answer to this, and you test this theory, Mark, you can as well. The reason healthcare costs continue to go up is because there is no incentive to us as a consumer to want to bring the cost down. Quite honestly, doctors are consumed with the potential risk of lawsuits.
That's a big part of it.
So they're going to throw everything at you, and if you come in as a consumer with insurance provided by your employer, that means it costs you not one penny more if you get this test and that test and that test. You have no incentive. I think the answer is healthcare savings accounts.
And big deductibles, yeah, so everybody looks at every cost and actually shops around.
Where you own your own healthcare, and you have a pot of money that's there that you get pre-tax, that by the way, if you don't use all of it, you get back at the end of the year.
How many people are capable? I understand what you're saying, and I could do it, but how many people, it involves education, how many people are capable putting that all together? I worked at a place once that had health savings accounts. 95% of the people were in the dark about even doing it. It's the best thing in the world. But for somehow, these costs have gotten out of control, and it's gotten away. And it's hard not to be cynical about the medical industry. I know it's great, but, look at all the referrals and specialists and, they're just, I think the medical industry is also milking the advantage of the high insurance. I mean, you go from one doctor to the next, back to another, and you repeat tests. And I think there's a lot of things that are wrong with it. And I just wonder, is this the shakeup it needs? And I'm a very ultra conservative, but I'm also not a rich man, and I don't have a whole lot of money. And for a doctor to tell me my wrist is not broken, just sprained for $17,000. Nah, and nobody's been talking about the costs.
Well, I think you raise a point that we ought to be talking about the cost. Well, we know this from Obamacare, the cost will be more. Health insurance more, less doctors, the cost of everything's more, so it doesn't fix the problem, makes it worse. So I'd rather we return to the things, and that's where Republicans could do a better job to say, here's our alternative, and we'll deal with the real issues.
Because we believe in competition. We believe in free market answers, but we haven't been operating in free markets with $0 coverage. So people don't, like you said, Scott, they don't even know what they're being charged.
Scott, appreciate the call. Good hearing from you. I always love folks that have been listening since way back in the Grand Forks days. That's awesome. 50 degrees in Fargo at this hour. It looks like the valley today will be in the mid-60s, but cloudy, even some activity in some parts of the valley today. So we've had already a little some rain showers in Fargo today. Out in the oil patch, you're looking at 45 right now in Tioga. Minot is 54 under cloudy skies in the patch today. Looks to be a high temperature of 61, so we'll be up there about 61 tomorrow in the 50s. Friday, how about this? Highs in the 40s.
Yikes.
Overnight lows freezing this weekend in the patch. 27 Friday, 27 Saturday. Back to 60 by Sunday with some sunshine, but it's going to be a little bit chilly. Cloudy 46 in Grand Forks at this hour. 63 the high there coming today. All right, what's on your mind? Straight ahead. Get ready, folks. Buckle up. Let's go.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.